This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
It's time for five on at Leila Rahimi. Marshall Harris on Rahimi Harris of Mark Grody. Where's Grody? He's at Hallis Hall. We'll talk to him soon. Question
hey, Craig,
number one.
Can Mark Grody be on this show today?
There's not a reason to do it today.
Darn it. Craig, come on. I want him on. Question number one. Jalen Carter was ejected from the Eagles-Cowboys game before a play had even been run for spitting on Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Does this any way justify the Bears passing on him and taking Darnell Wright in the first round of the 2023 NFL draft? And who would you not trade on the Bears for Jalen Carter?
It's funny because it's true.
The desperation. It's like when you made a bad decision and you broke up with somebody you shouldn't have, and you're like waiting for the first sign of some sort of struggle. You're like, oh man, they wore the wrong pants today. I knew I should have broken up with them. Come on. Jalen Carter is a game wrecker. And you know how I know this? Because Marshall and I were talking about in the break how there was no reason the Cowboys should have been that much in the game, knowing everything that we know. Because that's how important to the Eagles and effective Jalen Carter is. Now, am I not mad? I'm just disappointed in his behavior yesterday. Oh, yeah. What were you doing? There's like 8 cameras in front of you. There's that drone camera above you. And you think you're going to do that?
And a ref right there.
Yeah, all of that. All of that.
It wasn't even during a play. So, like, you can't, like, under the guise of playing football, do something. Like, I've seen stuff like that happen. And it doesn't come out till after the game. Then you get fined, whatever. But he just... Everything has stopped. Time has stood still.
I was also going to say, did the Bears need an offensive lineman who is a first rounder? Yeah. You know, that was the alternative. But can you equate from one to another? I know America's favorite sport is mental gymnastics, but give me a break.
So what's your answer then?
No, that doesn't justify the decision in the draft. Those were other factors that I get it, but... I'm sorry. Did you see? He's part of the reason they went to the Super Bowl last year.
Didn't
and
just
we
go
saw
there.
What they did against Kansas City. Like, come on.
So I wrote this question. I just want to be the guy who takes credit for writing it just so I can make this point. The Bears made a mistake when they drafted Darnell Wright and didn't take Jalen Carter. And I know the reason was we don't have the infrastructure or whatever to. Well, if you don't have the infrastructure, build the infrastructure. Figure it out. Jalen Carter, as you pointed out, Leila, just a game wrecker. A guy that other teams have to plan for, or else their quarterback will be hurt, their run game will be slowed down, all of the things. And as far as who would I not trade on this current Bears team for Jalen Carter? Caleb Williams? Okay, I think I'm done.
I think that's the right answer.
I think I'm done. Is there anybody that you would trade for, that you would not trade for Jalen Carter right now on this current Bears team?
QB, maybe. I don't think they'd be in a rough position without a QB1.
That's what I said, Caleb. Anybody else?
Let's say the Eagles call Ryan Poles, says, hey, Jalen Johnson for Jalen Carter.
Jalen's been a great run.
The Bears take that trade, right?
Yeah, I'll take that Jalen over the current Jalen. Not his fault, not even that he's done anything wrong. It's Jalen Carter up front. What have I been talking about since I've been on this show? The pass rush, the ability to hurt other people up front, and that's what he provides.
Game wrecker.
Five on it. Number two.
Outside of the Bears matchup versus the Vikings, which week one game are you most excited to watch?
I already know it, Layla's answer. Can I predict it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Bills Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you follow my formula of Bills, AFC Ravens, success. My formula of AFC prediction is this. Are you talking about the Ravens, Chiefs, or Bills? If you're not, then I don't want to hear it.
It's one of those flow charts, and it's like going all the way to this is not good. Unless it's one of those three teams, then you're good.
Yeah, also, I thought maybe it was because I was pretty confident the Bengals would cover that you were going to say that.
Oh, no.
But
the Bengals are going to cover.
That involves
that's fine.
The Browns.
Yeah.
Which, again, is it Ravens, Chiefs, or Bills? No. Then you know what my answer is. Two of the three are Ravens and Bills. They play on Sunday night. Yeah, that game looks fantastic.
It does, especially because it's got the primetime window. It's a very like, all right, it's been a great day of football. What? You have dessert for me? I will watch the Ravens and the Bills. My Bills. Josh Allen, MVP, going at it with another former MVP. Trying to figure out one of these teams can, I don't know, get to the Super Bowl this year. We'll see. For me, that's not the game, though. Can anybody guess my game?
Wait a second.
I think I have an idea. I think it has to be.
Well, what do you think the game is?
Well, I'll let you go first.
I know what game it is.
The game is the Jets and the Steelers.
Oh, God. I wasn't thinking of that one.
I knew it.
Oh, God. No. Why?
Double revenge game.
Why?
Justin Fields against his former team. Aaron Rodgers against his former team. And scene. I'm with it. I want to see what happens. I'm curious. I need to know. How does this play out?
Oh, no!
That's a game for the real ones.
Yes!
Like, if you really love some storylines in football, if you really want to know what's really happening, that's the game for you.
You saw it, right? You knew which one it was.
I knew immediately.
I think, though, you guys are missing a key game on the schedule, and I think it's in the division.
It's because it's your team,
I think,
Robbie.
It's 3:25 tomorrow, and I think it's actually the Lions taking on the Packers.
Oh.
And I do think the Lions are going to win this game, so let's go Lions.
First of all, tomorrow is Saturday.
Is that a Lions
that
jersey?
That is an Amon Ross St. Brown jersey right there.
They make those?
Number one, that's not even like the game you're most looking forward to, at least for me, because that's like required reading. Like,
yeah,
that's the homework
we have to watch
I have
that.
To do. Number
He's
two,
gotta switch it around.
You claim you want to be a Bears fan, and here you are putting on a Lions jersey.
I just found it. I just found this jersey. I'm putting it on. I'm just really excited about that game, you know? I'm just really, really excited.
I don't want to ever hear you talk about how you want to be a Bears fan.
What are you talking about, dude? Go Bears. Bear down every
If you're looking forward to a if you're looking forward to a Packers game that doesn't involve the Bears, I don't want to ever hear these words out of your mouth.
Are you going to be upset when the Packers beat the Lions?
Dude, do not even put that into the universe.
It's out there by far more.
The Lions are winning the game. The Lions are winning the dollar bet. Anyone dollar bet?
No, I'm
dollar
good.
All right, cool. That's what I thought.
7-7-3 is a good point here. Chargers and Chiefs. Yeah, that's a sexy game, and the spread is surprisingly small. Like, that is one of those games where I'm interested, but I think the game for the real ones is Steelers and Jets.
Can I throw an honorary one up there? How about Bucks-Falcons? I think that's an interesting week one matchup.
Because you just want to see what Baker Mayfield's working with?
The clear two best teams in the NFC South. I think that's the game where you'll start to see one get an advantage over the other for the rest of the season.
You mean the division that nobody wants to win?
There's still some interesting teams. Those are the two interesting teams in that division.
I am curious about Carolina in that division. I won't lie. I'm curious about Bryce and like what's going to happen.
Was the second half evident of what we might see in this season? Yeah.
I think so. And they went got some other players. Didn't someone predict Baker Mayfield was going to win the MVP in this?
Baby T.
That's why
Baby
he's interesting.
Baby T is a low-key like... I wonder if you are really from where you're from. Because
I am 100% from... this area, like 30 minutes outside of Chicago.
Because, you know, you love racing, and I know that that's not just a Southern thing, but then you also talk about a lot of Southern stuff, and then here you are talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Where are your parents from, Baby T?
They are from this area as well. Hoffman Estates, Chamber.
I was trying to draw
family
the connection.
Of meatballs.
Yes. I am who I am. I am Baby T.
Hell yeah.
That's a drop.
That's on the record.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Five on it.
Number three.
Five on it here with Raheem and Harris and Mark Grody. Mark Grody at Hallis Hall. Here's a Bears question. Which player is the leader on this year's Chicago Bears?
And I think we asked this question inspired partially by Jarrett Payton in our discussion yesterday. If you missed it, by the way, he made a big announcement. You'll want to check that out. It was really a cool moment. He talked about how he was surprised at the names who weren't captains this year. Gone was the name, for example, DJ Moore. Gone was the name Cole Kmet. Gone was the name Jalen Johnson.
Right.
I think about those things because they're established veterans who have been in this team for a while, established veterans who were rewarded with contracts by this front office. So all of that said, you get an indication that it very well could be a guy like the two captains who are new to the team, but who are established veterans who also know what winning is like in Joe Tooney, and then also Grady Jarrett and how we know he was the heart of the Falcons. That's been described by many people to us about what he meant to them.
I think it's Joe Tooney, and it's not close. I think he is going to be that guy for this offense to keep them steady. What we learned about him being a former team MVP for the Kansas City Chiefs is evidence enough for me to believe that he's going to be a guy everyone looks to. Hey, you've been there. You've done that. You've won at the highest level in this game. What are we missing? What do we need to know? Is our approach sound as players? I mean, if the word player wasn't in the question, I would have just said Ben Johnson because it's Ben Johnson all day. But because the word player is in there, I think Tooney. I want Caleb Williams to be an extension of Ben Johnson, but I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's more likely that Tooney has a bigger effect in terms of locker room presence going forward this season.
Five on it.
Number four.
But did you really believe the Sox would sweep the Twins?
I know I said it, and I know that they had the first comeback win after trailing after eight in an unbelievable 200-plus games. And I know that all of that sounds crazy, but there was a time where recently, even in this millennium, and even this decade, Where Sox and Twins was epic theater, where you were talking about the two best teams in the division. I know you don't want to admit that, Robbie, but even at the time, it was true. There was a lull. There was a definite lull. The post-Nick Castellanos era for the Tigers. And then the Sox-Twins were theater. In fact, their games averaged like 4 hours to me every time I watched them. So did I think that they were actually going to sweep the Twins, even though they were decimated at the trade deadline and the Sox had had all these comeback wins? I was a little skeptical, even though I wanted it to happen and was mostly confident. So I'll admit it. And you know how I know that I'm probably in the same zip code as, say, one Scott Merkin? You can read Merkin's happiness in the column he wrote after the game last night. you can see Merkin's like happiness when he says things like, during an 11-8 victory, the White Sox completed a four-game road sweep behind 15 hits, achieving such a feat for the first time since the Twins moved to Minnesota and raising their overall winning streak to a season-high 5 straight. I know happy Scott Merkin when I read it. I know it.
I think it helps understanding that the White Sox are finally here. I'm not going to say
that's
back.
On record. I have that on record. White Sox are here, everyone. City of Chicago, they're here.
The White Sox are here. You mentioned the 5-game winning
streak.
Can
you bet on that?
Longest of the season. Look.
Yeah, can we put a dollar bet if
they're
here?
Do you want to put a dollar bet on something, Robbie?
I would love to.
I
need a monetary quantification.
Oh, they're playing the Tigers. Okay. What do you want?
Sox.
You think they're going to win the series?
Yep.
Okay. I mean. All right.
Almost just spat out my coffee.
Flaherty, Scooble, Morton. I want odds.
What do you mean odds? No, this is
two
even.
Two to one.
What do you mean? So if I lose, I owe you $2.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm in. That's
okay.
Fine. Yes.
All right, cool.
You think against Scooble? Hilarious.
We got to work on your evil laugh. You just didn't sound evil enough.
Hey, we'll give your guys evil laugh.
Are you kidding? It was the one I had in anticipation of Cowboys and Eagles the other day before Jalen Carter got ejected. I was like, ha ha ha.
So I did believe they were going to sweep, by the way, because I was like, even though this is a bullpen game, I'm going to put my hard-earned money where my mouth is, and I put money down on Colson Montgomery to go deep in the sweep, and he did, and he proved me right.
Deep in the sweep sounds like a future song by somebody.
I mean, it hurts me, though, because I love my White Sox, but you know my Tigers
okay,
are great as well.
Okay, next question.
You can't
question.
Do this.
Next question.
Bear down.
I thought you were a Cubs fan.
I am a Cubs fan. I'm every fan.
Yeah.
I'm one of you, Chicago.
That dilutes everything.
When you say Chicago, the only way that could have been less that way is if you had gone, I'm one of you, Chicago, Illinois.
Five on it.
Number five.
Last question here on Five on It. Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Mike Tyson in an exhibition bout in the spring of 2026. Will you be watching?
You know what? You know what Floyd Mayweather's team is called? The Money Team.
For a reason.
That makes this all make sense. At least you've got two real boxers. As to how much they'll actually box, though, I need a little more parameter before this is obviously going to be a pay-per-view, right? Doesn't
what?
It have to be?
Yeah, Floyd don't play with.
I'm not paying for this.
Going back to the money this. Team formula.
Yes, the man's 50-0 and been paid every step of the way, Floyd Mayweather. Meanwhile, Mike Tyson, this quote: "When CSI came to me about stepping in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, I thought, no way this happens. But Floyd said yes. This fight is something neither the world nor I ever would thought could or would happen. However, boxing has entered a new era of the unpredictable, and this fight is as unpredictable as it gets. I can't believe Floyd really wants to do this. It's going to be detrimental to his health, but he wants to do it, so it's signed, and it's happening. And everyone's getting paid. And we as a curious nation will look on."
So translation. Floyd Mayweather and Mike Tyson are here.
Yeah. Mike's got a couple of pounds on him, too. I just want to point that out.
See, I never lived in an era where boxing was, like, important. like I've never lived in that besides, like, part of Floyd Mayweather. Like, why is boxing now just, like, Jake Paul or, like, these celebrities refighting? Like, I feel like the sport of boxing is kind of dead.
You
to
did.
Me.
You just weren't sports cognizant. Like, Manny Pacquiao, you know.
That was, like, Canelo, the last great thing that I watched was Floyd versus
you know
Manny.
Why, right? Because he doesn't have true sports fans in his family. He wasn't raised right in that manner.
What do you mean?
I mean, I want
my family loves Chicago. I was born. I was born in Schaumburg. I was born actually on Randolph Street. I was born in a Jewel. I was born in the rotisserie chicken island.
That's
Jewel.
How I know you're not Danny Perkins. Even though I know I joke that Danny every time he talks to you is talking to himself. That's how I know.
I actually came out of Portillo's sandwich, and that was what happened.
What is happening here?
Like, I am Chicago.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
Craig, should Robbie continue his fake Chicago rant today?
There's not a reason to do it today.
Craig, come on. But why is boxing this now?
I think Craig has spoken.
Fine.
But I don't think that searching for boxing relevance is going to land you on Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather.
I'm going to watch. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm going to watch. I want to see what happens. Mike Tyson, 228.4 pounds in his last fight. Mayweather, 160.8 pounds.
So that dude's still got like 0% body fat.
I'm just trying to tell you. It's going to be interesting to see.
What's Mayweather ready for? Why is he staying ready?
He's just going to dance.
At that weight, bro, why are you staying ready like that?
He's just gonna dance. Are you gonna come?
Are you rolling up in a Kevin Alcantara pregame outfit?
They might as well put a stripper pole in the middle of the boxing ring because he's just gonna dance and get his money. They can throw singles out there.
Here's the issue: is I still know that Mike Tyson with one punch, game wrecker, so to speak.
But who's been wrecking Floyd ever? Whoever gets his hands on Floyd.
Fair enough.
That's the problem.
I mean, seriously, what? Why is he still at the playing weight? Like, what?
Man likes to stay in shape.
It's amazing. Seriously, is amazing. Like to have that conditioning level. I respect it. Wow, Craig actually grounded Robbie. Who knew? Who knew that that would be a possibility today?
Hey, Craig, can I get out of timeout?
There's not a reason to do it today.
Come on.
See, it's effective if nothing else. I understand. Did we get some bear sound in from Hallis Hall? Is there a reason to do that today? I say yes. Coordinators talk, so let's hear from them on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
I'm not letting anybody off the hook. I'm just letting you know.
I don't know why that did it for me, but just now, I definitely had somebody else's music in mind. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score, Mark.
We thought they were.
And Yeah, whose open is that? Was that Dan Wiederer's?
This is Dan Wiederer's. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, why are we playing this? Dan Wiederer is not here.
His name is Dan Wiederer.
They all talk football with you. This is Raheem Harris on 670 The Score. That is Robbie Triano, our producer. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with you. Mark Grody's over at Hollis Hall getting interviews and information from the Bears coordinators today. So let's start with Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, who Grody asked how defenses are being processed by this team.
What's the biggest thing that you've done with Caleb Williams throughout this whole process?
I think the biggest thing is just his processing ability, his thoughts as far as pre-snap and then post-snap, just really ingraining how we want him to think. That's the number one thing.
Have you seen the processing ability get better?
I have, yeah. He's gotten better, you know, since we got here in February, and you know, the progress he's made until now, and he's still continuing to get better every day. And I think that, you know, as we get into these game plans, you're just going to continue to see a guy who is working really hard at it continue to progress.
What's the key to processing for any quarterback when everything's happening so fast? How do you process?
The game slows down when your eyes go to the right place. So when his eyes are in the right place, that's when you hear, like, guys talk about in year two and three and their processing ability. They're like, hey, the game slowed down for me. That's really what they're referring to. They're saying, I know where to look, where my eyes need to go, and then I know really it's the implied information. So this piece moves, and I understand what that means relative to the rest of the scheme. And so that's really what you're kind of trying to train. You're trying to train the eyes all the time.
I mean, follow your eyes. The first thing that came to my mind was follow your nose, actually, by Toucan Sam, Fruit Loops. But following the eyes is definitely what allows a quarterback to be able to scan quickly and be able to read things, honestly. And so Declan Doyle talking about the processing improving, I'm more curious as to how much it's improved, right? Because the baseline, I don't know that I'm comfortable with where it was at the beginning of training camp. So it's like, did it get to an acceptable level? Not a great level, just acceptable for Ben Johnson to do his thing.
NFL 101 tells me that teams will tell you all their issues have been resolved just in time for the first game of the season. Have they actually been? The first game usually tells you how much that is the case. And I feel like this is no different in this process.
Declan Doyle speaking on it just reminds me that the training wheels are very much still on for Caleb Williams as far as what Ben Johnson wants to do with this offense. And that's okay. I just want to know how long it's going to be before the training wheels come off.
Well, and I think Brett Coleman yesterday did a really good job telling us how he thinks in his extensive film study, the difference between Bears September offense and Bears December offense could look. I think that's reasonable. If it's a really good offense, like we think it is, and it does have layers and it does build upon itself, then it should look different.
The weapons are there. The offensive line, save question marks by the coaching staff at left tackle, is there. So it does come down to, hey, Caleb, can you, as the driver of this offense, make this thing work the way we designed this thing to work?
I still think, too, the more you hear from Declan Doyle, the more you understand what his role is as the OC. You know, that part of it for me is still, I guess, I'm learning what he's going to be doing, because, you know, Ben Johnson as a head coach is different from Ben Johnson as an offensive coordinator. I also wanted to hear from Dennis Allen. So let's ask him about the latest with Jalen Johnson when it comes to what we saw in the injury report yesterday, which was the calf and groin issue being reported.
With Jalen not having been in camp and, you know, working to get his conditioning up, what do you need to see from him in practice this week to sign off on him being good to go?
Well, look, I mean, I think we need to see him get out and get some reps and get some practice time. I know he's been working extremely hard to get himself back. You know, ultimately, that'll be a decision that gets made between, you know, Ben and the training staff in terms of where he's at. I know he's itching to get back out there, and we'll see how it goes, you know, today, and we'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the week and make a decision at the end of the week whether he's good to go or not.
In terms of good?
They've got to err on the side of caution with this. They've waited too long to have their best defensive player possibly miss one game as opposed to doing something foolish to have him miss, say, a month of time. They got to make sure he's actually ready when he steps on that field Monday night. If he's not ready, don't put him out there.
And then I know you guys are entering this information to us real time, Robbie and Baby T, but is this a question from the media about whether or not Jalen, if he's healthy, would shadow Justin Jefferson? Let's listen in.
I know he was really excited in the spring at the prospect of getting to finally get to shadow a receiver. How do you envision, since he hasn't been here and we haven't seen him do any of that in camp, how do you envision him, his role expanding with that in mind eventually when he gets there?
Well, look, I mean, I think all of those things are game plan specific, you know what I mean? And so each week it could be different, you know? I think the thing for us is we know that that's a valuable tool that we have a guy that we feel like's a shutdown corner that, you know, if we feel like we need to match him up on a receiver, we have the ability to do that. And there's certainly some times that we may not do that. It's all really, you know, game plan specific.
The discrepancy between a Justin Jefferson and a Jordan Addison, and knowing Addison's not playing this game, this would have been the time to go ahead and unleash that. It may not have been as valuable if Jordan Addison was going to be out there as well, but he's not. So that fall off is real.
It is, because it's the concept of when you have somebody who's that effective, it changes the shape of the opposing defense and it changes the shape of the offense. But most importantly, just the resources you have to devote, you know, there's going to be somebody left open. And if that someone is capable like Addison is, then that's why we've seen him have such, I think, really good success against the Bears in the past. You know, different defense, but players on the defensive side of the ball who understand who he is.
Also, if you actually do get pressure on the quarterback, that changes the way you have to play in that man-to-man situation, whether it's Addison, Jefferson, or whoever's on the schedule.
Yeah, I think all of us wish for us to be able to talk about the concept of pass rush married to the secondary again, when the secondary is sitting prettier because you know that there's disruption up front. That's the goal.
Reconciliation. It's beautiful when it's done right.
We have more from Hallis Hall as well. Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, was asked about how he's game planning for J.J. McCarthy in his first real NFL game.
How do you prepare for J.J. when you know, I mean, you have some film of him, but you know it's a very different emotional experience for him to come back here, you know, Monday Night Lights?
Yeah. Well, look, I think first and foremost, we have to prepare for the system. And then we have to, as you do every single season, when you go into an opening season game, you know, you have to prepare for the unexpected. You have to prepare for unscouted looks. We're going to see something that we haven't seen yet. And so we really got to be able to prepare for the system, and then we've got to be ready to adjust. And I think, you know, what my experience would tell me that the teams that are able to adjust the best within the game, those are the teams that usually have the most success. And so, you know, in particular with J.J., like, you know, we obviously studied him coming out. We got a chance to see him in a couple of preseason games, and yet we don't have a lot of film on him. So we'll have to be ready to adjust and see how they're trying to call the game with him.
Game one adjustments are just different, especially when you're talking about new coaches, new players. It's just different. Like, we don't know really what we have an idea of what to expect, but we all know that it could be something completely different come Monday night.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I think you heard Ben Johnson earlier when he talked to Mark Grody day before yesterday about the game flow and adjusting during the game before halftime, trying to figure out what you need to be doing and how. I think that that's going to be real time. I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like with Dennis Allen as your DC and with Ben Johnson as your head coach. There's no doubt about that for me. At least he's letting you in on the process there.
I believe in Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator. I just don't know that I can see this roster talent-wise living up to what Dennis Allen needs to execute his defense, especially now that injury report, as we wait for a couple more injury reports, that's going to determine, like, oh, I feel really good about Dennis Allen's defense Monday night against a young quarterback.
This is also a really big test of EPA already, because as we mentioned earlier, the Minnesota defensive numbers for takeaways tied for first in the NFL last year. So Caleb Williams, who had a good touchdown to interception ratio, he wanted to take care of the ball in that way, you know, 20-6 respectively. How does that shake out now when Ben Johnson said multiple times it's okay to throw interceptions? Does that factor in a different way? Like, could we feel really uncomfortable before we feel better watching this game?
I don't know how to feel, but luckily we have another show before the game, so I'll have more solidified feelings at that point. In the meanwhile, I'm always in the mood to give away stuff. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Be the sixth caller right now, 312-540-0670, to win a pair of tickets to the first ever Oktoberfest with the Cubs. That's coming to Wrigleyville September 19th through the 21st in the Toyota Camry lot on Grace Street. Enjoy authentic food, beer tents, live music, carnival rides, even a ceremonial keg tap. Tickets on sale now starting at just $15. Children 10 and under, by the way, they are free. Head to Cubs.com/Oktoberfest for details. And there's football tonight.
There is football tonight. We are getting you ready for Cubs baseball here on The Score. Coming up next, it is Judson Richard, Zach Zabin, and Ron Coomer with the call from Wrigley. It's a three-game series against the Nationals that begins today with the 120. And also, yes, if you want more football tonight, you have come to the right place. Chiefs taking on the Chargers in Brazil. Coverage begins at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Thanks to everyone who was a part of this one. Thanks to Baby T, Tyler Farrengel, Robbie Triano, Sean Sears helping out as well. Brandon Fryer, thanks to Max Curtis, Jacob Stutz, and of course, Connor O'Donnell. You have Cubs baseball next on The Score.
There's not a reason to do it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.